Water, 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 plenty of it, but very little to drink. I don't know if you're familiar with that phrase, but that's really the situation in the world today. 70% of the earth made up of water. Well, amongst that 70%, what we have to drink, all of us, I don't think is even up to a proper 10%. That's what it is. Well, sadly, in Rivers State, the government has been putting up certain programs and has experienced certain challenges as well. I'll tell you quickly that there was the water reticulation program. The former Commissioner for Water Resources and Rural Development, Tamino Sisi Gugujaja, actually started that process. And it was talked about the state government planning to establish the Bori Water Corporation along with other water plans that the government had for parts of the state. Okay, Port Harcourt precisely. I don't know about some of the internal communities where drinking water is not readily available, and even when it is, not easily accessible, which has become a problem for a lot of people. Well, this morning on the show, our conversation is around water, drinking water in Rivers State, its availability and the cost of getting it. On Facebook, we are live at Nigeria Info PH. On Twitter, we are also live at Nigeria Info PH. And the water reticulation program, we don't know what the situation is now, because the new commissioner would have to brief us on that one and where the program is. But meanwhile, there's a question we have for you on Facebook. There was a time people would say, oh, the state government, the water board was functioning. You could get water, even if it wasn't directly into your house. You had tap station at various areas where people can easily go get good drinking water. Is that the situation? Is that still happening? Well, it brings us to the question on Facebook. In Rivers State, do you think we will go back to when drinking water provided by the government was accessible easily? Are we going to get back to that state is the question. Looking at what we have on ground, we need to know what your own perception of the situation is. Would we get back to a state where drinking water would be easily accessible? Not just any drinking water, the one provided by the government. Meanwhile, I move on to my guest in the studio, Water Producers Association of Nigeria Chairman in Rivers State, Egberi Maxin. Sorry, you're welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
The conversation, of course, would carry a lot, but there's one interesting place I would like to start. We know and we are aware, or we've heard rumors, there was an increase in the price of water just some months ago. And I'm sure we had that conversation because you were here, and you told me that it was going to go up to, what, 150, 200?
250.
250 a bag.
Yes.
And then for the bottles, the 50 cl bottles at the time was around 700. Now, I was shocked to come across information that we might see a possible increase of a bag of sachet water to around 400 or 300 thereabout. What is happening?
Well, good morning, Rivers people. Let's say it's because of inflation. Like you said, it's a rumor, and we are yet to take a decision on that.
Okay, but clarify for us. Are there any plans whatsoever? Is the thought even crossing the minds of the Association of Water Producers in the country to say, well, we are going to look at, we might have to increase the price for a bag of water?
Like you said, the thought. It's not a thought. It's, how do I put it? It's a reality. Yes, we're going to increase. When? That will be decided tomorrow or within this week. Is it going to be 1 naira or 2 naira, 3 naira? That we don't know until we are done with all that need to be concluded between now and Friday for us to take a proper decision.
And what are those things that need to be concluded before you can take that decision?
Well, we have to look at some certain factors. We don't want to push the price beyond a level that a sachet of water, the retailers will not take advantage of that to start selling a sachet of water for 15 naira per sachet. So we are going to look at every indexes and the size of the water also, we are going to look at that to make sure that if we are increasing, the public also gets the benefit of the increment in terms of sizes of the sachet and also the quality of water therein.
Clarify for us, is WAPAN the only water association or do you have other ones?
We have several associations.
And they work independently, there's no cohesion amongst...
Definitely when it comes to price regulation, the various associations have to come together to look at a common ground. Because the reason why associations exist, especially trade associations, is price control, so that one, you don't have manipulation of the system and overcharge the public.
So interesting, because Association of Table Water Producers raised the price for a sachet of water to around 300 naira for a bag. Is that around something we should be expecting from WAPAN in River State or other parts of the country?
For now, no. I think on Saturday, I was on call with our Board of Trustees in Lagos and some of our national executives. And for now, WAPAN is not... on that page, at the national level, we are not on that page because we don't want to do something that will further cost more inflation.
So, in other words, if we see people selling a bag of water for 300 naira, then it's not members of WAPAN, it would be members of other associations. Is that what you're saying? Because, I mean, I just told you, and one of the associations have said a bag of water now would be sold for 300 naira.
Yeah, well, they will definitely, because we are in the business together. We don't want a situation whereby these people are selling for 300, these other people are selling for 200. Definitely, if these other people should go for 200, the people who are on 300, we definitely lose out for the market.
So this means we have to force other people to go up to around 300?
No, we have to come to the round table, the discussion. That's why I said the decisions will be taken between now and ending of this week.
Okay.
Because of the various association will sit down, especially here in River State. We have to look at the peculiarity of River State and also look at other indices before we arrive at any figure.
What exactly are the challenges you water producers in River State are facing, and how has it been tackled? I know yesterday when we spoke, you said you had a private meeting with the Commissioner for Water Resources. What challenges are water producers facing, and how is the government looking at supporting this? Are there any plans in motion to tackle these problems?
Yeah, I think one of our major problems when it comes to water quality has to do with a lot of quack in the system. And we, as an association, or the various associations, our hands are tied. We have two major associations here in River State, which is WAPAN and ATWAP. Our hands are tied to an extent of how we enforce these quacks out of the system. So the government is also trying to see how they can come in and help us to get rid of these quacks. And so I think that was one of the meetings we had with the commissioner yesterday. The boat association actually had that meeting with the commissioner. So there are policies that need to be obeyed, and definitely we'll get that done. And now when you talk about other indices, we are talking about the cost of production. You know, most of our machines cannot be the NEPA light, to say the electricity distribution cannot power most of our machines. So most of us, I think 75% of us rely on diesel, and you know, the diesel now is like you're mining for a gold in the southern region, not in the north, where you can easily get it. So a gallon of diesel that normally costs 3-5 before it started way above 16,000 naira. And a drum, which was 90,000 naira, is now almost 180,000. So what do we do? So we have to meet up with our cost of production. We have to pay salaries. We have to keep those people who are getting their source of livelihood every month that are under our employment list. We have to make sure that we don't cut down their salaries or we don't drop them from active service so that we don't cause more problem in the society. So we have to keep these people engaged.
Do you think perhaps if we had, I don't know how effective now at the moment it is for people to access water provided for by the government, if the water board is functioning as it ought to function, if we had that, perhaps do you think it would lighten your burden? Because it looks like most of the waters that we drink here in the state are largely from private water producers and not what the government provides, even though the government has rolled out programs upon programs trying to see how it can, you know, get water to the doorsteps of residents of the state. But that seemed to not be happening as quickly as we thought it would. Would that, in some way or the other, perhaps stabilize price and also lighten the burden if that was happening?
Well, if anybody should come and say that government provided water will lighten any burden that is on the private water sector, that person is just lying. Even because in advanced countries that have these water supplies, they still rely on private water sector. The richest man in China is a water producer. So, and you know, China have this government water supply network. And so government supplying portable drinking water to various homes doesn't mean that
At a time where the price could go up, and it's going up, and then we know the economic situation and people are faced with, you know, the difficulties of earning and to spend that amount of money. Take, for example, a family of six. I mean, you think, calculate how much water they would have to drink in a week. If we had an alternative source that was way cheaper, perhaps then you would not be too concerned about now thinking of whether let's consider the people while we're putting our price at where we're putting it, because people would definitely now make a choice on whether to go for yours, even if it's 500 naira, or use that of the government.
On that of the government providing portable water, we, the private sector, has a lot also to do in monitoring the kind of water the government provides, because we don't want a situation because this water reticulation or the water board is going to be manned by politicians who are appointed by the state government.
But don't politicians run private water companies as well?
Yes, they do.
So how do they do that?
Now, when they run private water business, this is their business. They invested money. They're looking for returns.
But do you think wouldn't that hinder the role they need to play in ensuring that government-owned water facilities get to the people if they also have their own private, because they would need their private businesses to make profit as well?
It's not 100% mandatory that the person that is going to be appointed by the government is a private player. So we all know how government is work. You give people appointment to run an effective parastatal. The next thing you see, the place has become a ghost town. We have a lot of fire service outlet like that of Obiakpo. What's happened? Is it functional? It's not functional. So when this is so in other states that this water project is running effectively, what is the benefit to the people in question? We're not saying that government should not do it. Yes, government should do it. At least it will help the public access to water, good water for bathing. But I don't think 100% for consumption. I don't think so.
So you think the water will be good enough only for domestic chores and other activities, but not to drink?
I was talking with somebody yesterday over this issue. He was like, I'll drink my borehole, this, that. And I asked him, when you want to take your bath, do you put the tool hey, your water. He said, yes. I said, why? He said, to kill germs. I said, okay, your outer body, you need to kill germs for your outer body. But what the same water you are putting in your Dettol, you are drinking it. Why don't you put the Dettol inside the water and drink it? Yeah, boy, that's what they talk, not true. So, you see, there are certain things we have to look at. In other countries, the public private players, the private players in the water sector are celebrated, but here we are not, because everybody is just jumping through the window, door, roof to see how much they can get from water producers anytime, any day. At least the association has been able to stop those extortions.
I had a friend, a colleague who was in the US, and she came back recently, and she was saying while she was there, most of the time she wanted to drink water from the tap, and people say you can drink it. She found herself asking every single time, can I drink it? Can I drink it? And they say, yes, of course you can drink it. It's water from the taps. Because of the idea here, going from River State or from Nigeria in general, not just River State abroad, you know that this is luxury. You can't have. And it brings us to question for how long the water reticulation program has been going on. Even if the government had talked about the problem of vandalization, which they say, and theft of some of the state-owned water equipment, especially in somewhere in Alesa, LMA local government was cited amongst all of those. It's now almost a luxury for people to afford drinking water. And now, if the private sector, at the end of the day, because ATSWAP had said 300, you're saying WAPAN hasn't said anything, and then you have also said that these unions work together. So I'm beginning to imagine, if now you not come and say you want to sell for 260, when ATSWAP has said they are selling for 300, how that would work, we would wait and see. You've said on Saturday we'll get feedback on that, whether a new price would come up. It's now 250. The possibilities of getting to 300 or even above is something we could...
It's not 250.
As of July,
we intend to go to 250, but somehow some forces beyond our control made us to remain at 150. It was just 2 weeks ago.
We started going 200.
We started going to 200, and so definitely it will get above 200.
Big question on Facebook at Nigeria InfoPH. Do you think we will go back to when drinking water provided by the government was easily accessible? As I speak to you, there are communities in River State where they don't have water. Well, if your community or you know of one of those such communities where drinking water is not easily accessible or not even available at all, please, you can send us a message and let us know on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. I'll take that WhatsApp number again, 0809-030-6416. If there are communities that you know of where water is not easily accessible or not even available, please let us know. And then tell us if you think we would get to a point where water provided by government would become accessible for Rivers residents. Is that feasible in whatever shape or form? Let us know on Nigeria Info at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. We'll go on a very short commercial in the next couple of minutes. The phone number to call is 0700923-0923. Again, 0700923-0923. 0700923-0923. You can call in, ask your questions, make your contributions. My guest, of course, is the chairman for WAPAN, Water Producers Association of Nigeria, in Rivers State here, Egberi Maxin. You have questions, you have contributions. Well, now would be a perfect time to air your thoughts. After we return from this commercial, that is what it would be. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over together again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, we're back and live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew. My guest still here is the WAPN chairman here in Rivers State, Egberi Maxin. And what we're looking at, drinking water in Rivers State, availability and the costs. Well, at WAP, if you heard, had said that, a bag of sachet water will now cost about 300 naira. WAPN, on the other hand, has said, well, it doesn't think it's going to consider that yet. And even I've even heard that the commissioner isn't comfortable, as the commissioner for water resources, isn't comfortable with the decision by ATWAP. What would happen in the coming days, we'll wait and see. But in the meantime, let's go over to the phone lines. Do you have drinking water available or accessible in your community? Let's find out. David is on the line from Yenagoa. Hello, David. Good morning.
Yeah. Greetings from the city of Yenagoa.
You're welcome, David. Greetings, too.
I am from Asaito local government area. The headquarters, to be precise, that's Bugma City. To the best of my knowledge, there is no water circulation in Bugma City or Asaito local government area for the people to use. No potable drinking water. We drink from the well water and personal boreholes that are being dug by individuals in their own respective homes. Otherwise, to say water recirculation, I'm very sorry to say that it is not functioning. This also brings to my mind and worry, what is the local government chairman of Asaito local government area, what is it doing? I think he is the least performed local government chairman I can think of. So, at the moment, I don't think the basic, that's the smallest thing, the basic necessity, which has to do with water, has not been given to the people to prevent cholera and all other waterborne diseases.
All right, David.
Well, it is left for the government to give to the people potable drinking water. Once again, my name is David West.
All right, David West, thank you very much. So Bugma, he has said, well, there's no presence there of water in the shape of the one provided for by government, only private boreholes, perhaps some other donations that might have been made, but say a water recirculation program arranged by the government, well, they don't have. What is the situation in your own community around you? Do you have water provided for by the government, available and or accessible? It's wanting to be available for some communities, but not very accessible for other communities. It is even not available and not accessible. So now we have Bugma, Nigeria Info. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Ifeanyi Andrew.
Good morning to you.
Yes, Chinke Daniel in Mugeto Zakata.
Talk to us. What's the situation, water situation in your locality?
As I am talking to you, I have my own borehole that is in my compound. But the issue of this water, pure water, sachet water, or call it bottled water, the situation here is that it is sold at 2 sachet water for 30 naira here now. But from what I heard your case is saying, I don't have to blame him much. I think what we are looking at here is the devaluation of our currency, that is the naira. That is what every manufacturer, every producer, anybody in every other sector is looking at. So that they will increase their price as to meet up the demand of today. But as I am talking to you, that my children, when they sell 50-liter borehole here, they sell it at 20 naira. If they want to sell, others will take free. But I think, the guest said, that the richest man in China is a water producer. But let other producers begin to consider the low-income earners and all other stuff so that the average man, the common man, I am a common man, so that they can afford water, because water is a necessity.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, Daniel, thank you. Muriel from Okrika, good morning.
Thank you, Efemi. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Sister Efemi, if there's no price control in this country, it's a ripple effect. It will affect every sector. Now it's affecting the pure water. Pure water that we started buying 10 naira, was it 5 naira? Now we are buying pure water 350 naira. Now, when they increase it to 4,000 naira, I believe we'll start buying one pure water, I believe, with 50 naira or 100 naira. See, this is a very big concern, because water is what everybody needs. And funny enough, the state government is scattering roads, trying to do water. They say they want to give us water. But up till now, we're still waiting. People are building houses and they are doing their own borehole. The funny thing to me is that this borehole that we drink by ourselves in our private houses, we can't even drink it. Why can't we drink it? You see that we're not doing it very well. The plumbers are not digging it very well. Why can't we drink the water?
Perhaps my guest will explain.
We do by ourselves.
All right, Miro.
This problem will not. We will be buying pure water, because almost everybody has water taps in their houses. So I don't know. There should be price control. Even the fisherman in my village will enter river, catch fish, and as he comes
out. But don't you think for price control to be effective, Muriel, don't you think for price control to be effective, it means that we must have an alternative? And in this case, it would be that the government would have to have made available an alternative source of water, which at the moment doesn't seem very feasible.
What did you say? You said price control.
If we don't have an alternative, it would be difficult for we to talk about price control. I mean, these people would stipulate the price for the commodity based on what it cost them to produce it. And we don't have an alternative.
The cost of producing it, the things that they use in producing this seed, if there is price control, why will they accept them? Even the diesel they are using to produce this seed, because they have to use diesel, not light. If there was light, constant light, you see that it will not affect these people. But they have to buy diesel, and there's no control for that. Even the water, the machines they use, the waterproofs, as the nylon, to purchase them is a problem. If there is no price control in one thing, it will affect many. It's like a threat. It's a ripple effect. So price control is very essential.
All right, Miro.
The agencies controlling this issue sit up. I don't know. Are they in existence at all in this country?
All right, Miro, thank you very much. Let's go to Ben before we come back to my guest. There's a question she asked that's really important. Ben, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You're welcome.
My name is Ben. Oh, I'm talking from Port Harcourt Local Government.
All right. I'm sure. Do you have a water recirculation program? Do we have water, government water running in parts of Port Harcourt Local Government, around your area at least?
Yes, before we have water running across Harbour Road, Agri Road, and Water View. But UK administration has not given us water. But now, what we see, we are seeing a World Bank water rehabilitation work that is going on within the Port Harcourt and Obiapo municipality.
They are
now laying pipes across all streets. And when we interviewed them, they say it's a World Bank project. And that when they completed it, that we are going to have a potable water. And I can believe them, because I have gone to Benicar pumping station, and I have seen a lot of job going on there. I have gone to Diop at Nsukat Street. I've seen a lot of job going on there. In fact, the most go to Burukiri, I've seen a lot of job going on there at the water terminal. So, and when I went further to interview them, they said they have done that for Osun State. Osun State is enjoying good potable drinking water. And I want to say again that those private water contributors, because of unionism, they are making prices of the water so exorbitant for an ordinary man to
you know, have access to it. How will a sachet of water, cost 10 naira to 15 naira? And they are telling us that it's because of the cost of things. I want to say that their main natural resources, is gotten from the soil. And the production costs, they are now heaping on the present rate of whatever, dollars. It is not commensurate because they acquired this equipment before now and they have been producing. So how come all of a sudden you now catapult the price to a common man reach? That means extortion. Their prices are outrageous.
Okay.
And I want to say, I do not know where the price control board are. Because if the price control board are there, they should send their representative to most of these factories to control the price. Most of them give outrageous prices to people just because of one excuse or the other.
All right.
I want the government to wake up the price control board and put a reasonable person. Let's take a case study with NDLE. NDLE now, that is manned by Mawa, you see that these drug pushers, they have dealt with them. In fact, that the drugs stuff, it has reduced drastically in the country. So we need a reasonable person to man our parasitors that had much to do with our living. And
okay,
you see,
Ben,
that there will be changes in things.
All right, Ben,
so
thank you.
I want to say that this unionism is what is causing the problem of high cost of water.
All right, Ben, thank you. My guest will respond. Two questions for you now, but I'll take one more call and then we get back. The first one was about why. Okay, maybe you just talk to us. Oh, let's hear from Ima. Ima is calling from Ebonyi State and then we'll get to you and you react to some of those questions. Nigeria Info. Good morning, Ima. Hello? Hello? Ima, good morning.
Yes. Brother PM, good morning.
Morning to you.
Libya deliberation on the future increase of pure water, sachet water in Nigeria.
Mm.
I will say that I will not blame your guests in the studio. I will also not blame the pure water producer. I will blame the failed government. Because in Nigeria, we don't have a working government or effective government. What we have is a self-centered government. I was at Niger, close to us. We have a boundary with them at Katsina. And when I got to that country, I marveled. And I said, this is a country. Because on every street, on every road, there were pipe bombs. Water by the side of the road. I said, we are passing. We saw people that we are walking, how they walked down to the place. They on the taps and they were drinking through their palms. And in this country, of 62 to 63 years, let me talk to the man on the studio. Let me tell you, my brother, you and your water producers are free to increase the pure water. Pure water bag up to 1,000 or 2,000 naira. You are free because we don't have a working government. Thank you.
All right, Ima from Ebonyi State. Thank you very much. Mr. Maxson,
Yes, well, sir. He
says you are free to increase to 1,000 naira if you want, and he blames it on the government. We've heard some of the callers talk about how they don't have water. First of all, let me say we can't take any more calls. We're already out of time. For those people who are still calling, apologies. We'll just get reaction from my guest and take some of your messages on WhatsApp and on Facebook as well, and then we'll wrap things up. Quickly, the first person said, if we have the boreholes in our houses, why can't we drink those borehole water?
Okay, the reason we can't drink those water is that the water underground is contaminated already. It's full of impurities. And that is why when you want to take your bath,
you try to use interceptives to
kill the germs,
yes,
whatsoever in the water. So if you can take that precaution to keep germs just because he wants to bath. Why don't you do so when you want to drink the water? So you must treat your water.
So you're saying the problem is because the groundwater is polluted and not safe enough for drinking.
Yes,
hence the reason why there's nothing we can really do about
it. There's nothing we can do about it. Some persons do install treatment, some private homes do install treatment plants in their houses, you know, because they know the implications of having this contaminated water.
Because I know for a place like Bayelsa State, it's quite difficult to get clean water from borehole because of the iron content in the water. No matter how well you try to purify, it's still very difficult. You just have to resort to buying sachet water or bottled water. And that brings us to the price. What could be responsible for? Because somebody was saying that your machines, you already have them. Your these, you already
I
have
think,
them.
That caller, I would say, is it ignorant or is lack of exposure?
Then explain.
Because when you say we have bought the machine long before now, then I will ask, why do landlords keep increasing rents for a house they built 40 years ago? Now, bring it down to our area. Yes, we have these production machines. What about the things we use in producing or processing the water? The things we use in treating the water, the chemicals, or they are all imported, even the cellophane. We keep saying this thing over and over again. Like the last caller said, blame it on the government. This raw material is sourced here in LMA. But you see, the Indorama people export it back to their country, rebag it, and not that when it gets to their country, they refine it or whatsoever. They rebag it and send it back to Nigeria for foreign exchange and all the rest of that. So who bear the cost? It's we, the producers.
So these other extras that you need for the process of production is partly responsible
for
why we have the price, the issue with the price. There's also quickly somebody here on WhatsApp saying that sachet water produced in Port Harcourt are not treated. Cholera and other related sicknesses caused by pure water. Kelvin Frank in Port Harcourt sent in that message. How are you dealing with quacks in few seconds? You've told me that there's a meeting with the commissioner. We're hoping to have the commissioner on the show sometime next week. With the commissionings going on, he has said he might not be available for this week. But what are the plans to take care of? Because we know the government even listed out names of companies. At the time, Tamno Sisigo Gwejada was there.
Yeah.
We had names of water factories that people can patronize.
Yes.
How far has that gone? What has been done to expunge the other ones whose names were not on that list?
I think that is what the new commissioner wants to do now. You know, he just came in. I think he has been briefed, and that is why he has held this series of meetings with us. And I think last week, Monday, we had a meeting with him also at the River State Secretariat. And he's putting up
plans on ground. Somebody said, can we add water guard to water before drinking it? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. That's it. Hello, Port Harcourt is next.